Let's head on over to the KRDO Newsline. As we had mentioned earlier, there are some big plans coming up and some changes ahead for the Colorado Springs Senior Center. Joined by Henry Martin, Support Services Manager with the city, to break that down. Good morning, Henry. Thank you so much for joining us here. And let's talk a little bit about kind of that send-off that was held on Friday, kind of closing one chapter of the Senior Center here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was a great event and much more well attended than we anticipated. We had over 100 people that were there and interested in the overall send off. It was a fantastic event.
Well, and I think that just goes to show just the interest and the need for the expansion, as well as the doors were shut, so that coming up in August, you guys can break ground on that brand new senior center. It'll still be at the same location, but it's going to have much more opportunity for the community.
Absolutely. I mean, we really wanted to take all the feedback that we've received from the community and try to build that into the new center. And some of the biggest concerns that we're tackling are, you know, of course, number one, the age of the building. You know, that building was originally a grocery store, so it was never intended for the function that it's been doing over the last 50 years. So really intentionally build and design the senior center for the programming that they offer. But things like semantics, like being able to, you know, drop people off easily and not get that congestion in the parking lot. And then folks with parking, I mean, we're going to increase the parking size by over 3 times what they currently have today. And we've even had several requests for motorcycle parking, which we've incorporated in the design. So really try to add in those elements to make the senior center, you know, intentionally to develop the space and the area for what it was designed for.
And what has been some of the other feedback that you heard, obviously, besides, you know, parking and just some of those kind of standard things is making it more accessible? What else have you heard from the city, especially the senior population, that they would like to see in the next iteration of the senior center?
Well, some of the feedback that we're getting, you know, again, talks about the semantics, as I talked about, but there's having a more options for outdoor activities. The way that the current senior center is established, the outdoor area that they have is facing in a direction where the sun doesn't really melt the snow, right? So it's kind of more north facing and what have you. So having more outdoor spaces that are more southern facing, so that the snow melts, you know, they take advantage of the nice Colorado outdoor areas and so forth. We're building in different types of outdoor areas. So some are grass, some are, you know, more concrete, some are shaded, some have dining areas where they can sit outside. So really to capitalize on that, you know, Colorado Springs outdoor activity type of space. We are also incorporating some of the new stuff that wasn't back then and we didn't have space for, but pickleball has been a really big request. And so we're actually putting in indoor pickleball courts that are possible in the new senior center, as well as multi-function space. So if they're not playing pickleball, they can use it for activities or concerts or stages and so forth. So lots of different varieties on how they can utilize the space.
Yeah, and that's, you know, a big part of this is it's going from, what, about 1,700 square feet to 23 to really expand some of those offerings and make it much more user-friendly as well.
That's right. The larger space, again, gives us lots more flexibility to incorporate all of the creative programming that they have in place. They're getting a 50% increase into the total overall usable space that they have today. So you can imagine that will take into consideration all the current activities that they're doing, but it also gives them the flexibility to add new creative activities for the future. Several different rooms that can be built and used in different ways with lots of natural lighting coming in and you know, sinks inside each room. So if they want to do creative arts or painting or what have you, you know, and lots of storage space where they can keep activities, you know, the materials that they use for all the different activities. We really took into consideration the flow of the building so that people could bring in materials or bring in food or whatever things that they were trying to do to incorporate into those the spacing.
As we mentioned, there was that kind of send-off on Friday. Now the kind of demolition goes on. Ground will be, construction will start working in August. How long is this going to take before the senior center is back up and running?
Well, the current plan is about 18 months of construction. Now, that, of course, will be dependent upon the weather, any delays or any, sometimes you don't know what you're getting into until you start demoing a building and you have to do additional mitigation. So we're hopeful, but, the 18 months, we try to build in as much contingency as possible. So that's our current project plan. We will start, taking a look at all the areas and mitigations and so forth at the end of this month, the beginning of July. And then we'll have a better feel for what we're dealing with once we get in there and do all the surveying and what have you. But, with the weather participating throughout the next year or so and getting construction crews going and supply chain and demand and so forth, we are hoping for that 18-month time period.
Well, and we appreciate your time in joining us, kind of walking us through this project here on KRDO News Radio.